This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday's slate of competitions at the Tokyo Olympics has been filled with a number of stunning defeats and setbacks over a variety of events. One of the biggest shocks of the day came when U.S. gymnast Simone Biles, seeking to burnish her already legendary career, withdrew from the overall team finals after failing to execute her planned maneuver in the vault and stumbling backward on her landing. She then briefly left the floor with her coach and then returned to rejoin her teammates with her ankle wrapped in a bandage. With the loss of Biles, the Russian Olympic Committee took the gold in the women's gymnastics, with the U.S. taking silver and Britain getting the bronze. Yet another upset occurred in women's tennis as Japan's Naomi Osaka, the world's second-ranked player, suffered a shocking 6-1, 6-4 defeat to Markéta Vondrousová of the Czech Republic in the third round. Osaka, a four-time Grand Slam winner and a favorite to win gold for her native country, struggled during the match with 32 unforced errors. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Karimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before the president took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israeli military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Forum of Human Rights issued